Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Marsha Anderson.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Hope your day is going well.
Oh, it is. It's lovely to see the sun, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? They keep promising it's going to be warm. So
that's right.
We'll take it. And we have a promise from you that you're going to have a wonderful presentation on this Sunday, April 28th. So tell us when and what time and a little more about what's happening.
We're going to have a beautiful program. It's going to be this Sunday, April 28th at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Griswold. And if you've never been in Griswold, it's just right almost by the water tower. So look for the water tower, and then you will see our church.
And if you get lost, just drive around the block a couple times, and you'll find it, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. This is not that big.
Yes. And, you know, it would be nice if some folks showed up that maybe hadn't been there before, because I know they're in for a really nice treat. Tell us a bit about the content of this cantata.
Well, this is a Gaither cantata, and it's called The Family of God. It's a very relaxed and easygoing cantata. It's got beautiful music. You know, Gaither music is always so beautiful. And we have some of the favorites that you might hear are He Touched Me and Something Beautiful, The Longer I Serve Him, Peace Be Still, and Jesus, We Just Want to Thank You. There's a total of 12 songs in this, but those are some of the favorite highlights that you might know.
And who is presenting this? Who are the singers? Where are the singers coming from?
Well, it's basically Griswold and the surrounding areas. And so we have like 6 people from Atlantic and a couple from further on down south. And we all come together. There's about between 35 and 40 of us there this year, counting the narrators and our wonderful accompanist. And, you know, they come from all over. And it never ceases to amaze me that we come together as electricians and farmers and teachers and what have you in our lives. We come together, and for that couple hours every Wednesday night or Tuesday night, depending on our schedule, we make this wonderful music.
Mm-hmm. How long do you practice? How many weeks?
We have practiced probably 2 months. We started sometime in February. Every once in a while somebody will come in as they can fit it into their schedule. So some of them have been practicing for about 3 or 4, but the bulk of us have been practicing for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned, you know, they're all coming from various viewpoints. But I'm guessing when they come together for music, it's kind of like this relaxation, this spiritual, you know, a special time to kind of get away from the world.
It is. It's an important outlet for all of us. And all of us who come there, even though no matter how tired we may have been in our job, somehow you get renewed when you come that night, and we all sing together, and we're all working on this beautiful piece of music that we're going to present on Sunday.
Now, you've had this community choir before. I'm guessing some of these folks have sort of the core of that choir.
That's exactly right. The core of this choir is actually our church choir, and we have a combined choir of the Griswold Methodist and the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. And that's the body of us. But then when we get this community choir that we put together, then they come from other areas and other churches also.
Marsha, I'm thinking that often we think that the cantatas, these special kind of presentations, are for Easter or for Christmas or maybe Thanksgiving. This is just because.
This is strictly just a cantata you could do any time. We chose the spring. We purposely did not do an Easter one also this year because it was going to be too much. So this one fits very well into any time of year. We just chose now.
Yeah, great. Good way to celebrate the spring. We're visiting with Marsha Anderson, who is the director of this cantata, by the way. How do you go about putting this together, selecting the music and the theme? And, you know, how do you do that, Marsha?
Well, most of the time I listen to a lot of promotional tapes that we have, and then the one that just keeps buzzing around in my head throughout the day is the one we end up doing. This one, however, Janet Taylor knows a lady down in Stanton, and they performed this in their church a couple years ago and loved it so much that we're borrowing the music from them.
Well, that's nice cooperation.
It is. Yeah. And they're going to use some of ours, and you know that music gets very expensive.
Yes.
When you have to buy it, and
yes.
So this is a nice way of spreading that cost out just a bit.
And you're not supposed to copy them on the copy machine, correct?
Exactly, that's right.
Can't do that. It'd be illegal. So, Marcia, let's talk a little bit about you, because music has been such an important part of your life. You know, when did you start? How did you start getting interested in music?
You know, I can't remember a time when I wasn't. I can remember sitting at the piano with my mom when I was 2 and 3 years old. And my mom is an extraordinary pianist. And she would sing harmony, and I would sing the melody as a very little girl. I sang in my first talent contest when I was 3. Didn't win it, by the way, but I sang in it.
Yeah, well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And 3 is pretty young to get up on the stage. Do you recall? Do you have any memory of that moment, Marcia?
Oh, I actually remember it quite vividly. I can even remember the pretty little dress that my mom made me to wear there, and you know, being a little bit scared. What I actually remember the most about that night, the song I sang was "Playmates." Come out and play with me. You know, that cute little song. But what I remember the most about that night is my aunt, who was just 5 years older than I was. Was in a little dance troupe that did a little tap dance there to the song 5'2". That's what I remember the most, is those girls getting out with their little tap dance outfits.
That looked like such fun, didn't it?
It did. It did. Yes. But I don't want to sing. I want to tap dance like that.
Okay. Did your mom give you music lessons, piano lessons?
My mom was very, very, very supportive. But I actually took piano lessons from a wonderful elderly lady by the name of Clara Nelson down in Griswold. And I took piano lessons from her for 8 years. And she actually taught my mom, too. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And then when physically she began to fail, then I took lessons from Helen Wollenhouse in Atlantic for a time, and then finished off with Maxine Lyons.
Mm-hmm. And when you were in high school, were you the accompanist, or what did you do when you were in high school?
Yeah, I helped do that some. I'm not a real great piano player, and I will be the first one to admit that, but I did do some accompanying when I was in high school, but I mostly sang in all of the different, you know, girls trio and madrigal and the concert choir and that kind of stuff.
You know, when you say you're not a great pianist, that would be by whose standards? Because when I hear you, I just think there's such joy, and you add a lot of things. It's not just reading the music in front of you.
I prefer not to read music in front of me. It kind of gets in my way.
Uh-huh.
I admire those people who can, and we have 2 great accompanists in our choir, Elsa Casey and Doris Regan, and they play by all those wonderful little black notes, and they are marvelous, and I always take my hat off to those people. I personally do the best when I just get down and kind of pound it out.
But like I say, you add all those little extra things, and I know people really enjoy hearing you play. So that's why I say it depends on who's, you know, what standards. And there are different standards for different occasions, you know.
Exactly.
You have to have those people that do it all by the notes. And I know they put a lot of emotion into it also. But it's good to have that all of that talent that's being shared. And that's what you're doing with this cantata, is sharing a lot of talent.
We have our share of talent in the Griswold area. Those people are just so magnificently talented, and I often tell them that they're better than what they think they are, because, you know, there's not been ever a piece of music that I haven't put in front of them that they have not accomplished and done a beautiful job at.
Do you have any soloists during this cantata?
Yes, actually we do. We have several. This one is open to several soloists, so we have either little bit parts or whole songs being performed by Emily Kennedy, Amber Atkins, Doug Turner, Don Steinbeck, Sylvia Schaff, Steve Cundiff, and Jan Waddell. And then we have a little group. We have 2 little, one's a trio, women's trio, and one's a women's quartet. And those are Amber Atkins, Laura Amos, and Emily Kennedy is one. And the little quartet is Sylvia Schaff, Cherie Miner, Janet Taylor, and Shirley Beerbaum. And then we have a wonderful upbeat duet being performed by Joe Rush and Brianna Carlisle.
So it's kind of fun to hear those kind of spotlighted, but different kinds of harmony and so on with those duets, trios, quartets than it is in the whole group.
Exactly. So, yeah, just that little bit of extra variety that makes it real interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have a wonderful thing, and I'd like to talk about this just a tiny bit. We're going to have a song that the song itself is "The Longer I Serve Him, the Sweeter He Grows." And in, during that song, we're going to have all the clergy in the area who are there that night, their wives, and any longtime church helpers that are in the various churches come down front, and we're going to honor them. And I think that's a wonderful thing for all of the service that they have put through for their many, many years and the time it takes to do all the things they have to do.
Nice, nice touch, nice part of that. So we don't want you to miss this cantata, which is April 28th at the United Methodist Church in Griswold, starting at 2 o'clock. Everybody's welcome.
Oh, they are. And we're going to have refreshments afterwards.
Okay.
And then we also would like to encourage people to go to Dusty's after that. And there's going to be a fundraiser for the Haiti Mission Group that's
okay.
going to be going from Southwest Iowa.
Excellent. We want to thank you very much, Marcia Anderson, for bringing us up to date on this presentation coming up on Sunday. And until next time, here's a thought. Your life is a result of the choices you make. If you don't like your life, make better choices.